Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great music of Tchaikovsky in a new Lawrence and Lee operetta, Swan Lake, starring Gordon MacRae with his charming guest, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another new musical play is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Fault, really, and a great handicap to a fellow looking for a girl. You see, that's why I'm here in Europe, traveling around Paris and London, trying to find the one girl who can turn my life into a love song. The way I see it, a woman should be a flower, a breath, a fragile compilation of moonlight, perfume, a faint smile or two, and a light within that shimmers like the chords of a Tchaikovsky concerto.
Tonight we love while the moon beams down in dreamlight. Tonight we touch the stars, love is ours. Night winds that sigh embrace the sky. Tonight we love in the glow that beams so softly. I know this wasn't meant to borrow, but tomorrow. Or will it always live on tonight we love?
Tonight we love while the moon beams out in dreamlight. Tonight we touch the stars, love is ours. Night brings the sky and let the sun.
But I've never managed to find that love, not in America and not in the capitals of Europe. So I sauntered across the lobby of my hotel on London's Park Lane, preparing to have another dinner alone.
I'm terribly sorry, mademoiselle. I cannot give you a table for at least 20 minutes.
But I'll miss my dinner. I can't wait 20 minutes.
But the dining room is so crowded.
Well, what about that empty table? Right there.
It is reserved. Ah, Mr. Sims.
Good evening, Andre.
Your table is already, Mr. Sims, this way.
One moment, Andre. Excuse me, please.
Yes?
If you haven't time to wait for a table, as it happens, I'm dining alone. Would you care to join me?
Why, you're very kind. Thank you so much.
It'll be dinner for two, Andre.
Very good, Mr. Sims. Follow me.
I know what you're thinking. This must be the girl, the woman I've been searching for. No such luck. Oh, she was pretty enough, but I don't think we exchanged a dozen words during the course of dinner. She hurried off without dessert, and I didn't even find out her name. But I sized her up in my own mind. Another American tourist, schoolteacher perhaps. I signed the bill and said goodnight to the maitre d' and strolled to Covent Garden to watch the opening of the new ballet. And there it happened. There on the stage of Covent Garden, I saw her, the girl. She was dancing the Swan Princess. Did I say dancing? She was floating across the stage, a miracle of movement. A ballerina whose every pirouette, every tour jeté was perfection itself. In the half light, I searched out a name in my program. Gratianov. Tanya Gratianov. I could not take my eyes away from that lovely creature in the spotlight. The stage was in deep blue, and her face was a mask of grease paint. But she hypnotized me, and I knew at long last I was looking at the one girl I had tried so long to find.
When I saw you dancing, I kissed you with my eyes. Violence enhancing the thrilling, throbbing feeling of finding the one I love is dancing while I am in disguise. How can I awaken your lips to the call of my eyes? How can I wake you, take you, make your home in my arms? My arms which are longing so to hold you, fold you, mold you close to my heart, protected from harms. Sleeping beauty, when will you open up your eyes? See your lover longing to let you learn that waking is better than sleeping. Why do you haunt me with your charms? Waken your heart to the call of my arms.
After the performance, I went to the stage door and waited like a college sophomore watching for his favorite movie star. But she must have slipped out the back way in the direction of the London vegetable market, where the cabbages sit alongside the scenery from Swan Lake. That night, I dreamed my ballerina was all beautiful things, combined in one perfect woman. I dreamed that she was in love with me, and she wasn't shy. Not in my dreams, anyway.
We strolled along through the heather, and it was June on the
have telephoned, Mr. Sims. I do not have an empty table.
But I can't wait, Andre. I'll miss the curtain at the ballet.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Sims, but what can I do?
If Mr. Sims is in such a hurry,
oh?
I would have no objection if he sat at this table.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Andre?
As you wish.
It's very kind of you.
Oh, turnabout's fair play. Did I hear you say you were going to the ballet again tonight?
Why, yes. Would you care to join me?
Oh, good heavens, no. How can you sit through a ballet?
Why, it's the purest art form in the theater.
Nonsense. I find it grotesque.
My dear lady...
A bunch of bandy-legged swan maidens cavorting about the stage, jumping up and down, waving their arms. I think it's silly.
Obviously, madam, you have never seen Tanya Graziano dance the Swan Lake.
As a matter of fact, I haven't. Who is she?
The greatest ballerina in the world, that's all.
Oh? Do you know this paragon of Covent Garden?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I'm one of her greatest admirers. In fact...
Yes?
I'm in love with her. Andre, a menu, please. Well, it turned out to be an even more unpleasant dinner than the night before. The girl kept looking at me with a most annoying expression, as if she were laughing at me for loving the ballet. I found her manner quite distasteful, and I bade her a curt goodbye as I left the dining room for the theater. But I was due for a disappointment. Tanya Grazianov did not even appear upon the program. Sadly, I wondered if this could be the end of my one-sided love, and if my brief glimpse of the dancer must be a story with an unhappy ending.
This is the story of a starry night, the faded glory of a new
a moment, we'll return with Act Two of Swan Lake.
Say, Marvin, I was on a train the other day and noticed that the conductor had a star and one bar on the sleeve of his uniform. Now, just what does that mean?
Well, Gordon, that indicated that the conductor had completed 30 years of service on his railroad. You see, a star counts 25 years and each bar 5 years. And whether it is the conductor or any other employee of the railroads, you'll find that he's proud of his service, which, like that of the conductor you saw, Gordon, is generally of many years. And you'll find, too, that railroad men and women are proud of the traditions that have grown up about their jobs since railroading began in America well over a century ago. Traditions of good service, dependability, courtesy, and friendliness. For the railroads, with their tremendous investment in equipment and facilities of all kinds, have only good service to sell. Railroad men know that the service must be good, and they work together to make it better in every way. And besides the vital role they play in providing the nation's essential transportation service, railroad men and women are good citizens and good neighbors in the towns and cities in which they live. Last year, more than 1.25 million employees of the nation's railroads were paid more than $5 billion in wages, more than half of every dollar taken in by the railroads. This money was spent in communities in all parts of the country to help support local businesses, civic organizations, schools, and churches. Yes, railroad people are good citizens and good neighbors who work together in helping to provide the dependable, economical mass transportation service upon which our nation depends. Now here is Act Two of the new Lawrence and Lee operetta, Swan Lake, starring Gordon McRae as Richard Sims and Dorothy Warrenshoal as the girl who doesn't like ballet.
Of course, she didn't dance every night, my dream girl of ballet, but every program which announced Tanya Graziana in Swan Lake or Sleeping Beauty found me in the 10th row of the stalls, following that graceful figure with my eyes. And every performance made her seem farther away. How could I ever introduce myself, and what would I say to her when we did meet? I had the helpless, hopeless feeling of a man in love with a will-o'-the-wisp that has nothing in his arms but moonbeams.
Will this be moon love? Nothing but moon love. Gone when the dawn comes stealing through. Are these just moon dreams, grand while the moon beams? But when the moon fades away, will my dreams come true? Much as I love you, don't let me love you. If I must pay for your kiss with lonely tears, say it's not moon love. Tell me it's true love. Say you'll be mine when the moon appears.
Will it be moon love? Nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn comes stealing through? Are these just moon dreams? And while the moon beams, but when the moon fades,
I got a brilliant idea. Simple but brilliant. I would write a letter to the ballerina. With my fountain pen, I could say words that I could never speak. And as I sat in the dark of the auditorium, enthralled by the spinning, flying figure on that stage, I wondered if my letter, lying on the table of her dressing room, might waken the Sleeping Beauty to an awareness of my love. My box at the hotel that evening, a letter. My dear Mr. Sims, thank you for liking my dancing. I shall be happy to meet you for dinner at your hotel tomorrow evening. Until then, au revoir, Tania Graziana. Was it possible? I couldn't believe my own good fortune. We would actually be dining together. Oh, I counted the seconds until the dinner hour. And I held my breath as Andre brought me to my table.
This way, Mr. Sims. Follow me, please.
Good evening.
But, Andre, what is this young woman doing here?
You have been dining together. When you asked for a table for two, naturally, I thought...
Do you mind?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm expecting someone for dinner.
A ballerina, probably.
Why, yes. And I'm afraid I must ask you to... Well, I can't very well have dinner with you while I'm having dinner with someone else at the same time.
I don't see why not.
My dear young lady...
If I'd known you were this sort of person, I'd never have let you invite me to dinner.
I invited you?
Yes, I have the letter right here. My dear Miss Grazianoff...
What?
May I dare to add my poor plaudits to those of the adoring audiences whom you hold spellbound?
Why, you stole that letter. You're not Tania Graziano.
Of course not.
Well, you're an American.
How clever you are.
I demand an explanation.
Did you ever hear of a ballet dancer named Thelma Green?
No.
And you never would have if I hadn't changed my name to Tania Graziano. Why, if a ballet dancer doesn't have a Russian name, it's like doing Swan Lake without a tutu.
I beg your pardon?
Well, that little skirt I wear. You didn't recognize me in it, did you?
On the stage, you're taller.
Well, on my toes, I am. Poor Mr. Sims. You wanted to open up my eyes to your love. Ah, but I'm afraid you're the Sleeping Beauty.
Please, madam.
And if you're the Sleeping Beauty, then I must be the Beast. For I've been a dreadful tease, haven't I?
If you'll excuse me, please.
I most certainly won't excuse you. You asked me to dinner, and now you've got to go through with it. You see, I like you very much. Even though you are quite stuffy and something of a bore at times.
Am I stuffy?
Quite. But you'll get over it, I'm sure. You led me to believe that you liked me a little. At least you liked my dancing.
I adore you. The only reason I didn't like you is because you said you didn't like yourself. And you didn't tell me that you were yourself.
Well, how was I to know that you didn't know that I was who I was or who I wasn't? It's all terribly complicated, isn't it?
Not really. I think we're falling in love. That's a very simple thing, isn't it?
Well, opinions have been known to differ, but I'm sure love can be very simple and wonderful.
Shall we fall in love and find out?
I already have.
Oh!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely Dorothy Warrensoul will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our hearty thanks to Marvin Miller and to all the members of our company. Swan Lake, with the great melodies of Tchaikovsky, was written especially for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
It might surprise you to know that for each of the 1.25 million men and women employed directly by the railroads, it is estimated that at least one other person is employed by the many industries that supply the railroads. Railroad purchases of materials, supplies, fuel, and equipment, which last year amounted to more than $3 billion, represent a virtual cross-section of the output of American industry and agriculture. Thus, in providing the nation's leading transportation service, the railroads not only create millions of jobs, but are also one of America's best customers.
You know, Gordon, it was fun being a prima ballerina instead of a prima donna for a change.
Well, you sure had me fooled, Dorothy. But I'm glad the Swan Princess turned out to be my pigeon.
What's on the show train next Monday night?
Well, Carmen Dragon may be out of a job next week, for I'm doing the title role in a new musical play called Maestro. It's all about the adventures and misadventures of a big symphony orchestra on tour across the United States.
Do you need a soprano to sing with your orchestra, Maestro McRae?
Well, we do, Dorothy, and you have the job.
Ah.
If you'd like to sing some of the stirring melodies from the Romberg and Lehar operetta.
I certainly would, Gordon.
Well, then watch for my downbeat next week.
I'll be seeing you then, Maestro.
All aboard.
Well, dear friends, it looks as if we're ready to pull out, and so until next week, and the world premiere of a new Railroad Hour play, this is Gordon McRae wishing you all good night.
McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima. Our music was prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon, and our choir was under the direction of Norman Lubow. Until next week, this is Marvin Miller saying good night for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
This evening, Eugene Conley stars on The Voice of Firestone on NBC.